Good evening and welcome to the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. The endowment was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. To find out more about the endowment, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour focuses on outstanding government executives who are changing the way government does business. Our guests tonight are DJ Lavoy, Director of HUD's Real Estate Assessment Center. Welcome, DJ.
Thank you.
And Barbara Burkhalter, Deputy Director of REAC. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, thank you.
And joining me tonight is Barry Dennis, also a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Paul.
Why don't we begin this first segment by talking about REACT and your careers? I guess we'd be interested by starting by finding out more about REACT.
REACT is a stands for, probably the first thing to start off, the Real Estate Assessment Center. Government always like acronyms. Real Estate Assessment Center. What is the REACT? It is an organization that was created by Andrew Cuomo, the Secretary of HUD, with the sole purpose of being able to look across all of the program areas that HUD is responsible for and assess the property and the management of the property across that entire portfolio. New concept in government, not so in the private sector. Basically, cross-matrix management is the model.
Barbara? Any thoughts?
Well, I think we had some problems, and it was probably set up to solve a lot of those problems and to achieve a more efficient, streamlined, centralized government. A lot of those were some of the goals.
Each of you I know has had a really diverse career path. Each of you has gotten to the positions you're now in following a different path. Could you each tell us some about how you got to where you are?
Sure. The goal that has brought me to this point or the post has been an interesting one. My career started out a long time ago as an aviator in the Marine Corps, and I had a background in finance and a background in management, which has brought me through numerous reorganizations and building of organizations. And this has been somewhat of the poster test, if you will, for 25, 28 years of government service. I left the Marine Corps a few years back, and at the invitation of the Secretary, came in to build this organization. The background of being in leadership positions, of being involved in change management, building IT systems and being involved in the change dynamic is things that I have been fortunate enough to be involved with. And just by beautiful coincidence, I think, and probably the Secretary's insight, those four criteria or qualifications is what I brought to the game. And I'm sure Barbara can tell you that she has similar ones, which she will in a minute. But this has been probably a textbook case of being able to take an organization that didn't exist and bring it into an operational capability as a function of having those unique backgrounds. Barbara?
My background is primarily as a financial manager. I started out working for the budget office in the state of Wisconsin. I went to a large public accounting firm for 12 years as a financial manager. So the whole financial assessment business was one of the things that HUD saw from me and to put me in this position. I had spent about 8 years with the programs, which was another piece of the puzzle for public housing, in terms of how the programs actually operate. And then the third piece was how designing systems. One of the things I had done at HUD was design a large financial management system and install it and implement it for hundreds of users. And I think all of those pieces together were why I was plucked out of the program and put in this position. Yes.
Well, this is an interesting combination. DJ, you had no HUD experience, as I understand.
None.
Barbara, you had a lot. I'm wondering,
yes,
the pluses and minuses of having people from both outside the organization and inside the organization starting REACT.
It has proven to be extraordinarily complementary, and I'd have to defer to my partner here to see if she had the same opinion. But in my view, it has been because I brought a fresh view and the background that saw the change that was required from an outsider. And I would offer that Barbara has probably for some time been frustrated, as in many of the managers within government, at not having the opportunity to put change in place. And I think that in itself was one of the things, because an opportunity came. And then when the stars align and everything looks right, then those opportunities are rare. And that's what I think the REACT is all about, is we've had that kind of opportunity.
I guess the way we've divided up the work in some ways is I do focus on the financial work and DJ focuses on the construction side because those are our two prime businesses. And so that was one nice way to divide it up. The other way was I handle a lot of the internal work of the REAC and he handles a lot of the external work of the REAC. So we have those talents. I mean, I'm much more interested in dealing with the people, the contractors, building the systems. And I like that role, and he likes the role. I hope he likes the role, because that's the role he has. That's the only role left, is to deal with the constituents and the politics and the external side of the business.
Did you both come as a package, or who was hired? Who was hired first? How did this come about?
Well, Barbara had been here, as she said, for 8 years.
I was at HUD for 8 years, and I was brought in to kick the REAC off. It was staggering a little bit, I should say, at the time, and they needed new people, so I was brought in first, probably a month to 2 months ahead of DJ.
All right, and sequentially, the secretary asked me to, one day he called me in his style and said, you've done quite a few things for me already, and I think there's one more that will make a big difference to this country and to the future of HUD, and would you mind being in charge of an organization called the REAC? And he explained to me what it stood for, and the two of us met each other there the next morning, Barbara and I, and here we are.
So it sounds like the secretary specifically wanted to bring in the diverse backgrounds you have.
Oh, yes, without question.
And new people that had no real connection with the thought. It was a new thought that had been set up, say, 6 months earlier, but we were there to implement it, to make it happen.
In Washington, and many people will kind of smile to themselves in knowledge, but particularly in the Beltway, if there's anything that people come to appreciate, and my previous experiences definitely amplify this for me, is that I think the mantra is to get things done quickly and do them as accurately as you can, get the 80% solution, and then refine. You can say anecdotally that's to fire-ready aim, if you will. And that all comes about because many people don't want to see change. And it's not because they are bad and you're good or anything like that. It's just that they're comfortable with the way business works, i.e. HUD and some of the things that were working and not working. And the secretary, being the visionary he is, I think quickly and understood, as Barbara has said, 6 months prior, there had been a lot of looking at what had to be done to fix a definitionally troubled agency that had been, in fact, declared so. And that's what his success story and what I think his legacy is that he has turned around an agency that was basically on its knees into being something of now a benchmark. And the REAC has been a big part of that. But yeah, his vision, him being able to take the players, if you will, myself, Barbara, and other key people, put us together and say, this is how I want it to work, and this is what needs to happen, and then give us the resources to do it, and we have been successful.
Again, you each do bring a very different background to the job, and I know you've worked very effectively together. It's clear you guys have taken different roles but meshed it well in accomplishing what you have. What in each of your backgrounds has prepared you to do that so well?
Good question. I'll ask Barbara to answer that one first.
In other words, to be compatible?
To take a jet fighter pilot, financial analyst, different roles, and do it so seamlessly.
Well, you know what? We're actually having fun. I have to tell you it's been the best job I've ever had. It's been the most fun I've ever had. And I think it's because things happen every single day. Every single day we're able to make a difference and we're able to make something happen. So that's part of it. I think both of us just enjoy that process.
I'd concur in that. I think that, you know, philosophically, we both, and as do most of, in fact, all the people that are there, was we believe in good government, which is a high-sounding statement, but you have to have an understanding, you know, a philosophical underpinning. We believe that this project is important. There are 6 million people who depend upon the housing provided by HUD, and the look of satisfaction on the faces of almost everybody who sees the things they've been able to accomplish is probably one of the real drivers, because there is a definite outcome, and people's lives are affected, and we are making change. More personally, the bring together is that, unfortunately, probably for us and those around us, is we both are committed to excellence, and we both believe in making things happen. And that is probably the real strong point that enables us, both from different backgrounds, diverse if you will, but that philosophical point is the one that I think really gives us the most of a symmetrical application to this.
Well, great, and it's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.